For KCCU News, I'm Clinton Whedon. Fred Harris represented Oklahoma in the United States Senate from 1964 to 1972, after serving as a state senator and making a bid for the Oklahoma governorship. After leaving the Senate, Harris made two runs for president before accepting a professorship at the University of New Mexico, where he now holds the rank of professor emeritus. Harris was recently in Lawton to speak to the Comanche County Democratic Party and stopped by the KCCU studios during his visit. The presidential race is obviously the biggest contest on the ballot this year, but it's not the only one. What races have piqued your interest this year?
Well, I'm particularly interested in the presidential race, of course. 4 years ago, I was the New Mexico state co-chair of the Obama campaign. I know Obama. I like him very much. He is the smartest and best motivated president I've had anything to do with. I'm interested in a lot of Senate races, of course, around the country. One that interests me probably more than any other is that of Elizabeth Warren, who is an Oklahoman and is the Democratic nominee for the Senate in Massachusetts. I think she's going to win if she does, and I think she will. She'll be immediately a national figure, and I have no doubt would be on the ticket nationally, a vice presidential candidate or eventually a presidential candidate. And I'm interested in a number of other of these Senate races, which are all looking pretty good to us around the country now.
As someone who's been through a presidential campaign, what are President Obama and Mr. Romney going through as Election Day approaches?
Well, you know, it depends on the person. Hubert Humphrey was a great friend of mine, ran for president unsuccessfully and was vice president. And he once said, you know, in order to run for president, you got to have extra glands. You certainly do have to have good health and a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm. In order to be elected to any office, what it takes mostly is desire. You've got to have enormous desire. You know, a lot of people don't have a position on a public issue, and if they do, they don't have to express it. And particularly if it's a controversial issue, you can just stay out of it. But you can't do that if you're running for public office. And the hours are terrible. And you have to put up with a lot of people that, you know, you wouldn't particularly like to. And you've got this awful task, this money-grubbing task, where you have to go around with a tin cup begging money. And today it's, as you know, billions, not just millions. So it's tough.
What's changed about national politics and the political climate since you served in the Senate?
Things are really tougher. I mean, it's not much fun to be in the Senate or House today. They're really, people are really split on party lines. And just as there is a polarization in the country now, you know, we're about a 50-50 country, not in the party, but in what people believe in and stand for. And that's the way it is in the Congress. And it's very, very difficult to legislate. When I first went to the Senate, Hubert Humphrey, who was vice president, said to me, the essence of being a legislator is being willing to compromise. He said, I don't mean compromise on principle, but compromise on how we'll do it or how much we'll do of it this year or whatever. And that right now is a really difficult thing.
What's created that spitefulness and intractability?
I just don't know why it is so mean, but it is. It just could not be meaner and uglier. There are a few senators, for example, like Tom Udall from New Mexico, and Senator Bennett of Colorado and others, who are trying to meet with their colleagues from the opposite party socially. We used to do that easily in Washington when I was there, but that's a rather unheard of thing. And one reason is people are not around there anymore. Everybody goes home every weekend practically. So you don't get a chance to kind of see each other socially, but I don't know how much that adds to it. But they're trying to get a little bit more socialization going on between some of the members of opposite parties. And I just hope something like that may be helpful.
That was former United States Senator Fred Harris speaking on national politics from an interview at the KCCU studios. For KCCU News, I'm Clinton Whedon.